Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
He swinged out into the end zone, wasn't open. Purdy keeping it alive. Brock Purdy lofts one. It is Tonjes! Touchdown, San Francisco! Jake Tonjes, who had never caught a pass in the NFL, has caught three today, including the go-ahead touchdown with a minute and 34 left.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, remember that? Season opener up at Seattle. Jake Tonjes.
I do remember it.
You know what I remember about that?
I thought it was picked off.
Exactly. It could have been a pickoff. Yeah, of course it could have been.
I think ESPN had the possibility, like 48%. That pass, when it left his hand.
That stat is meaningless.
No, it's like
it's meaningless.
No,
it's meaningless. You can't.
The launch angle and all that stuff.
Yeah,
I hate.
Exactly.
I like seeing that. Okay, it should have. Yeah, it's all right. Like, it got there.
By the way, we'll get to some calls in a second. Evan has got me to thinking about something. You know how we always, you know, like Giannis's name has been brought up, and would you do this deal? Yeah. And like sometimes I'll be like, yeah, it's too much. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he's come up with this thing, and he's like, boy, you know, if Warrior fans find out down the line that they had a shot at Giannis but didn't do the deal, I'd be mad. So now I think of everything. Like, don't let me find out that they had a chance to do this or that.
Oh, there's no way I believe that to be fact, okay, but well, I'm with him. It would be hell to pay.
Well, I said this the other day because this guy's name had come up over the years. Don't let me find out the Warriors could have had a shot at Siakam. But there's a new one.
But okay, gotcha.
Oh, there's a new one. But this one's more realistic. Don't you dare let me find out that you didn't make a trade with the Phoenix Suns involving Kuminga and you could have gotten Grayson Allen. Don't let me find that out.
Yeah.
Allen might have been included in that deal.
Well, that's you, and that's how you feel.
You see what he's doing this year?
I've always liked him.
He's a star. 19 a game.
He's not a star.
He's a star.
He'll never be an all-star. But I like his game. I liked him coming out of Duke.
Could you imagine a 48% three-point shooter right now in the Warriors who defends?
Is it that
and has
high?
Length?
Damn.
Yeah, they're pretty impressive.
You're going to get some hate mail, but it's all good. That's how
Miles
you feel.
Miles Turner. No, they had a chance to get Miles Turner.
I got you.
They messed that one up with Wiseman. All right, let's get back to the Niners. Brock Purdy's making his, I was going to say debut. It feels like it, but it's his third start of the year, but he's
back
missed
from injury.
A month and a half.
Yeah.
Let's go to Ted. Ted's in the Bay Area, but he's a Rams fan, but you know, I find Rams fans very logical.
I know two
and,
of them.
Knowledgeable. What's up, Ted?
How you guys doing today?
Doing well.
Okay, just as an entertainment, you know, perspective on your Niners. I moved up to Sacramento in '85, and I followed my Rams since they've been playing it at Anaheim way back in the day when St. Louis came home. And there is faithful fans in all sports venues, whatever you want to call it. But I had some Niner fans that invited me to the game on this last Sunday, and I didn't really want to go because it was just a conflict of time schedule. But to say the least, they told me at halftime, your faithful fans were leaving at halftime. At three quarters of the way through the game, you guys are leaving. And in the fourth quarter, you guys are just gone. So where's all these faithful fans, you call them, and so forth? It cracked me up. And then you talk to them, and it's like, you know, we're on the bandwagon. We're off the bandwagon. If Purdy loses to the Cardinals on Sunday, you want to see a dismay. You guys will be having some enjoyment on that on 95.7 The Game. And I listen to you guys, you know, for years in and out because I do multiple drops here in the East Bay Peninsula. So yeah. I enjoy your show, but it just cracks me up how unfaithful your fans are, and they call SoFi South. Well, you know why they want to call SoFi South? Because they want to see a real stadium. They want to see what Conkey put there in LA and bought the Rams back and put them back in their home. And I don't understand that. You guys should have never left San Francisco. Spanos should have bought a stadium for the Chargers in LA or in San Diego, and the Raiders should have.
Bye, Ted. Yeah, thank you.
I told you, Dodger Pete, my boy Tyshawn, diehard Ram fans. They went to the game. They showed me a picture. It was fourth quarter, Stoney. There were some empty seats, but I mean, they were getting their ass kicked.
I don't make a judgment on fans leaving a game early if it's a blowout. What are you supposed to do? Sit there and watch it if you don't want to?
Especially when it takes you an hour and a half to get out of the stadium.
That might have something to do with it, E.
Guru, you and I are different about fans. You like fans. I think they're the worst.
You're just missing out.
Yeah, I think fans are the worst. But tell me this. Are 49er fans worse than your average fans?
No, because you just gave them the Nobel Peace Prize earlier in the week for traveling. They're diehards.
They do travel.
Oh, no doubt. So they are what? Come on now.
So are they worse or better?
No, they're fans. It's all the same.
Okay, so,
Franklin, short for fanatic. Yeah, but you were like, "Goo, when did you were talking to Evan earlier this week?" Remember, like, why do they travel? So we should have said that to dude, because they go everywhere. Niner fan.
Right, but you can travel and still leave a home game early. But
let's just say you spend heck of money to go to that game Sunday. They're getting their ass kicked. I do understand. Hey, I got to go to work tomorrow to bathe the kids or whatever. It should have been bathed before you went to the game. But you know what I mean? Like, I ain't going to hate on you because you dipped in a blowout.
Yeah. Chase is in San Mateo. Hey, Chase, how you doing, man?
Hey, doing good. First of all, there's not enough time in the day for all my takes for the Niners. So I just got a question for you guys. Taking wins and losses out of it, assuming that the 49ers are winning with Brock Purdy, because obviously if we're losing, everyone's going to be saying, put Mac back in. But is there a scenario in which the 49ers are winning, but the way Brock Purdy, does he have to play a certain way? And can he play a certain way to where the 49ers fans are still saying, man, I remember the Mac Jones days and he was out there slinging it and Brock Purdy's over here doing this or that. Yeah, they're winning, but is there a world where that can happen? And just one thing to that Rams fan, bro, you are lucky Jaquaski Tart doesn't know how to catch. And that's why I don't even know, is he in the league? I don't even know if he's in the league. But you should be a 49ers fan in the back of your mind. That's all I got.
All right. Appreciate the call.
He's not in the league, Stoney.
He's saying, okay, that sounds to me like, what if the Niners win 13-10 on Sunday and their defense scores a touchdown? The Niners, meaning Purdy didn't really lead them to any points, maybe a field goal or two.
I don't think there's anything, but from the fans, yes, because it's already started. Some don't want him back. But to answer your question, I don't think we talked about it in the first hour. There's nothing to see here, partner. He will be your quarterback against the Panthers at home Monday night.
Well, against the Panthers?
Yes.
Well, that's what I want to ask 49er fans. If you're Kyle Shanahan and you're bringing back Brock Purdy this Sunday, which it looks like they're going to do, if you're Shanahan, do you commit to him for the rest of the season? Period, end of story, assuming he stays healthy. Like, Why would that have to be asked
if this is your starting quarterback and you deem him healthy? I'm just throwing that to you.
Well, that's the gray area. They're 6-4. They're right there. They are right there. And by the way, I mentioned the Carolina Panthers next Monday as, hey, you got the Panthers. I didn't mean it. Hey, you got the Panthers. They stink.
Oh, okay.
Hey, you got the Panthers. You can put them away, maybe.
Yeah, right.
Because you're going to have to beat them.
Just going
to
be a walk in the park with this defense.
Well, I mean,
I hear you.
But that's the point. I mean, do you look at the Bears and Panthers and say, we can't compete with them? Even with this team, you got to be able to compete with those teams.
No doubt. And you got to think you could win the game.
So,
you would hope.
See, this is... All right, this is 6-5-0. He says he wants to bet you that Mac Jones is going to start against the Panthers. So that tells me that there is worry about Purdy getting injured.
Yeah, but again, we both are in agreement. If that happens, Mac Jones is going to quarterback. The whole thing and the purpose of this conversation is, can he be healthy and lose his gig? And the answer to me is hell no.
And on its face, I would tend to agree with you.
Okay.
But the reality, I mean, let's go. I always like to go to extremes, one way or the other. So you're going to tell me if Brock Purdy is quarterbacking Sunday that Kyle Shanahan will let him be the quarterback if you finish the season 2-5 from this point on?
I believe so. I really do, man. For better or for worse.
But would that be... okay. You know what I mean? I mean, then Brock Purdy goes 3-7 on the year. I know.
So what are you? Yeah. Well, I'm just like, why did they put the ring on the finger? The answers of how good of a quarterback they think Brock Purdy is, Donnie, have been answered, and that doesn't kick into next year. So you really think, I'm asking, it could happen? He can turn into a pumpkin or play so subpar that they would have to say, hey, oh my gosh, that was so bad. We got to get mad.
If he's healthy, he's riding it out. Well, okay. But that's my point. If Kyle Shanahan's going to do that, and that's the way the season starts to go, he better be tough.
Oh,
like
right.
he better be prepared for a big fallout. I mean, I don't think it's... If Brock Purdy quarterbacks the next two games, you lose. He doesn't look good. You still have some action. Why couldn't he go back to Mac Jones at that point?
Because he's our starting quarterback.
Well, and he's going to... So Kyle Shanahan would rather let Brock quarterback him out of the playoff picture.
It's more nuanced than that, Stoney Brock.
Well,
I
think it's more nuanced than just saying, "Oh, Brock's going to start the rest of the year if he's healthy." I don't know.
Like, if fans were Kyle Shanahan, then I'm in agreement. Like, oh yes, he'll be replaced. But I mean, Stoney, you got to ride behind your decision. Shout out LeBron, and then you lightweight got to. Do you know how bad of a look it would be if you did that to Brock? Even though Brock might lightweight deserve it, Stoney, that would be a you.
Do you know how bad of a
come,
look
that you can?
Do you know how bad of a look
up.
It would be if you bring Brock Purdy back,
right.
You lose, you start him again, you lose again, you start him again, you lose again, and now all of a sudden you're 6-7.
But what about what you said a couple hours ago, Stoney? Are we losing solely on Brock Purdy's ineptness? Or is it, the defense gave up 30, they scored 30.
Obviously, under this scenario, Brock's not playing great. If they lose 3 in a row, then I'm assuming Brock didn't play great.
Yeah, estimated eyes on the chat says they 100% agree with you. I'm just telling you all this, Donnie, and you asked me, there is no performance subpar performance that would get Brock Purdy basically benched or replaced if he's healthy for the rest of this season.
That I don't believe. I don't believe
then
that.
Then I wouldn't put his ass out there to
second guessing. Okay, so let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Okay, so next year, Purdy's healthy. He comes out and he plays five games and the Niners are 1-4. He does not look good. I firmly believe at that point, or at some point, if it's looking like that, he'd go back to Mac Jones.
And I'm one of the guys that says, I believe, and I know Matt talked about it, what Matt Barrels from The Athletic we had on earlier, what are you going to get, a second or a third from Mac Jones? I truly believe if this toe heals right and it's a thing of the past, Mac Jones will be on another team. That's what I believe.
And I'm not crazy about. You're listening to 95.7 The Game. KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app. And now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
I'll say this. They went 6-11 last year, right?
Yeah.
We don't say Brock was the sole reason they went 6-11, right?
No, but he wasn't as good as he was in the years past.
But I'm just saying the scenario that you bring up, I believe this would be a first in Brock's career for him to have multiple stink bombs back-to-back for him to get snatched. And not that embarrassment, but yeah, what the hell's going on in San Francisco with the quarterback position? If the volumes, it would be so loud when Mac should be the guy. I mean, the Niners would just look, that would be that's the worst case scenario, Steiny. That Brock turns in poor performances left and right. Let's just say next 3 weeks.
Of course it is. Of course. That's my point. Is I do believe that, yeah, okay, if it's Brock Purdy's job and he's playing him Sunday because he's healthy, okay, well, now he's healthy. So let's observe how he plays. If he doesn't play well in the next two or three games, to me, what the difference would be, why you wouldn't just say, well, no, he's the starter, he finishes out, is because the reality is you have seen Mac Jones, and he has done a nice job. Brock Purdy's got to be better than Mac Jones the next week or two, I feel like. And if he's not, and it's obvious, then Kyle Shanahan's got to figure something out.
Like I said.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I hear you, but I disagree with you.
No, I get it. But that's my question to 49er fans is, you know, it feels like I don't think it's over right now. I think it's now it's just starting because we've got to take a look.
Something's brewing.
We have to take a look at Brock Purdy.
And there's some pressure on him then.
Well, you know.
But just that, how can you get off that exit of no when you're saying, basically, Max set a bar you got to meet?
I'm not a huge believer that this game's got more pressure than playoff games he's played in the past.
But then how can
he's got $250 million in the bank or see, whatever it is.
Now you're making my point or anybody not, that agrees with
what
me.
What I'm saying is I know people are going to be like, oh, he's under pressure. That's not going to be the reason he's really good or really bad. He's going to be really good or really bad because either he's really good or really bad or the line stinks. Or so I don't anticipate Brock Purdy to be terrible. And it's like, boy, he succumbed to pressure.
Yeah, now, what I hear is his interview that you played earlier, or we played, Stein, he sounds like the same old Brock, not shook, knowing it's my gig. I keep going to this, for better or worse.
Exactly. And here's the other thing. I mean, here's where we have to be. This is what I've also got to throw into the equation. He can't look bad these next four games.
Well, he can.
Because, but my point is, he looks bad in the next four games. These teams stink. I'm sorry. You can't go 1-3 against these teams. I don't care what your defense looks like. They play Cardinals, Carolina, Cleveland, and Tennessee.
I'll give you the Tennessee. Cleveland's got a defense.
And, okay, so... Yeah. so Brock Purdy go? If the 49ers go 1-3, that's not gonna.
Are they scoring 30 and then giving up 40? Then it's what you said is different, right? We know it's not because of the quarterback play. That's what the pressure is to me with Brock. You can't be the reason they lose. So you know what I mean. Last time we saw you, you threw two picks against and lost a fumble against Jacksonville. That can't be the reason. Moving forward. And even then, I don't think you're in jeopardy.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I don't think there are any rules for where they're at right now. I'm talking about the 49ers and their quarterback situation. I do know this, that, you know, it's
what I don't think this game Sunday is going to be easy. That's just
here's what I don't get. If Brock Purdy isn't even into this contract yet, and you've said, he's our guy, we got to treat him like fine China. Well, then what the hell would you ever trade Mac Jones in the offseason for? That makes no sense totally to me.
You could be right.
I mean, he's under contract at a low number.
That was just a prediction I have. You're right.
So I would absolutely, positively not move Mac Jones.
What about for the circus part of it, though? For the psyche, and people scoffed. I said this earlier this week, just to get rid of what people are talking about. Oh, Mac can do it better. Sometimes you need to get rid of the circus, Donnie.
Sometimes you need to get a better quarterback. Like, that's the part I'm not afraid of. I'm not afraid of finding out a year from now Mac's better than Brock.
Coming out of college,
I'm just not. Man. It's not the first time a backup is trying to supplant a starter. It's just not. Now, I get the money. The money's, are they going to have to deal with it? Of course. They're going to have to figure something
out. Imagine had they not paid him and waited, then I'd be like, oh, my God, it's on and popping, right? Wouldn't you think? Just think about that, and Brock would still be – just had they played that card, then I think if some of you guys are right, the truth would be we could smell it and taste it, but they wanted to get married and propose on the day that they did, and I'm not saying they're second-guessing, but imagine that.
That would be – unbelievable.
It
would be such a zoo.
Dude, it would be Alex.
You think this is bad. It would be unbelievable. So,
and I guess that's why I'm saying they avoided that.
But see,
so that's why it's not out. There's nothing to see here to me. Because, boy, Stoney, the phone lines would be broken.
I mean.
Locker room divided. I just think about it.
I mean.
And is that the reason you don't do things too early? What did Bob say? Bob Meyer shared with us, Goose, Donnie, you don't have to make a decision until you have to.
Well, then
they didn't have to. I'm just saying.
Then why did everybody say, you can't have Brock come in on his last year? You can't have you can't do that, you know. Like, the bottom line is, you can do that if you think you're an important player.
But I guess in a crazy world of sports, again, to help me out, isn't this the prime example of why you maybe hold out and make the decision when you have to make it and use all the time on the clock that you can? Because I do believe if Brock wasn't wrapped up like a Christmas gift with this new contract and Mac had played and it played out like this, then we got a ball game.
Well, I mean,
the best
honestly,
thing that happened to Brock to me, Stoddy, is this contract thing. And you putting your John
Adcock. But here's the thing.
In. That's just a reality.
Here's the thing. You would never, ever have signed Mac Jones or traded for Mac Jones and at the same time say, yeah, Brock, have a great year.
That's a fair point.
Like, you basically would have been bringing Mac Jones in and say, may the best man win.
That's a fair point.
Which I'm not saying.
But you needed to back up.
I'm not saying that's. It just that feels like it's unrealistic to have tried to do that, but you know, I guess they did that with who's the lineman? They signed in week four to an extension this year. It was somebody else who only had 1 year, but he showed up and now
I can't remember.
Brandon Arch? Williams, yeah. Arch. Somebody will tell me.
But do you get offended that
No,
I'm saying something else here real quick. Do you get offended if I say I think under the tutelage of Kyle Shanahan that it could be even Steven in regard to who's a better quarterback and I could be leaning towards Mac Jones?
You wouldn't be the only one.
All right.
There's clearly
a segment of the fan base. And I've always been a Mac fan.
There's always been a segment. I mean, there's a segment of the fan base that, yes, does like Mac Jones. McKivitz.
Okay.
McKivitz was the guy they signed like week four or whatever it was.
Yeah, I just don't think, like, he can have a bad game. He's rusty. You got all the built-in excuses, and I'm not saying they would use it. And they asked Brock, hey, was the toe the reason you were bad against Jacksonville? He didn't go, oh, 100%, yeah, I was. He kind of, I don't know.
888-957-9570. Is Brock Purdy the starting quarterback regardless of whether he plays well or not? See, I think right now he's...
I'm saying yes.
Like, I mean, but that's... here's where I'm at. I'm sorry. I can't let Brock Purdy quarterback us out of the playoffs.
Well, I got a bulletin real quick.
That would not be good. We got to go. We'll do it on the other side. Hey, what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.